This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Several years ago, there was a television series called Revolution. And it was a series about, the grid stopping. The electric power grid just stopped. No one knew why. All technology stopped working. And the world descended into chaos. Absolute chaos. People were fighting and killing each other, you know, for food, supplies, whatever was left from when the electricity did work. And there's a line by this guy that portrayed the character of a former Google employee. And he said he had $80 million in the bank and he would gladly trade it for a roll of Charmin toilet paper. We're heading that direction, class. And at the top of the hour news, you heard something like the chairman of the Federal Reserve Corporation saying that, reportedly saying that inflation is really high and that's among high economic growth. Do you believe that for one second? Do you believe that we have economic growth in the United States? We have hyperinflation, and it's eating us all alive, every one of us. I don't know a single person anywhere who is doing really well, except for people I've read about who are the elite, the top 3% who are doing just fine. But the rest of us, the bottom 97%, we're slugging it out every day just trying to survive. Gwyneth, does that match what your findings are as well? Inflation is eating us alive?
Yeah, it is. And one thing that I was wanting to segue into with talking about China and the Mongols and, you know, and picking up the Afghans and other Central Asians on their way through to demolishing the Western world was that the degree to which we, regular people, are dependent on the supply chain is the degree to which we are vulnerable to collapse. And that includes me, because just today I had my friend in who's coming in a few times a week to help with training me and training Lily. And, he said, gee, this horse has been raiding the pantry, or words to that effect. I can't remember the exact words that he used. But she'd been eating her bed, and the reason why she'd been eating her bed and her stable was because she'd run out of hay. And I said, yeah, I know. We should be getting some hay delivered fairly soon. I'll send out a bit of an SOS text message to my hay guy. It should be arriving soon. And sure enough, later that morning, the hay truck pulled up with a couple of round bales, and that problem was solved. I paid him for the hay. He said, thank you very much. How's it going? I said, it's going good, thanks. I've got a regular hay guy, and he's willing to bring around round bales, and I'm willing to pay him cash for the round bales anytime I need them. But I'm aware that that's going away soon. I don't know exactly when, but, you know, how long is he going to be able to maintain his farm equipment to farm hay? Because he has the same, probably similar equipment, hay equipment to what you have, round balers, seeders, fertilizers, mowers, tetters, etc., etc. You know how it goes, right, Vincent?
Yeah, I am intimately aware of how it goes. And we have hay mowers that eat about 14 blades a season. They will just chew up 14 blades on the hay mower, so we have to keep replacing them. And we can't just magically have them appear. We have to source them and find them, and they've got to be the right size. They have to be the right weight. They can't be mismatched, so they'll be out of balance and tear up the bearings on the hay mower. And Gwyneth, hay is $150 a roll here. It was 30 to 35 a few years ago. It's now 150. A few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, it was 120.
A round bale.
75?
75 a round bale.
Is that 4x4, 4x5, 5x5? What size is it?
That would be a 5x5.
That's a pretty big bale. That would probably be closer to $180
it's about
here.
About a foot shorter than I am. I'm going to really reach up on my arms. I'm 6 foot tall. I'm going to reach up on my arms and pull the hay off, and it's up to the level of my armpits when it's a new bale.
That's great. That's good size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a really good hay guy. It's always a really high quality oaten hay. No weeds, tightly packed, and like I say, he knows his business. But I'm aware that that's all going away at some stage, and so I'm working on putting in perennial crops that I can sow by hand and harvest by hand to feed my horse, should that, which it will, that day will come when I need to do that. And that includes alfalfa. And I think I was talking about this last week. Oh, my alfalfa seeds have started to sprout, and they're so cute. They're so beautiful. I love going through and just pulling back, because I have them mulched with oaten hay, because when alfalfa sprouts, it's tiny. You know, the seeds are so small, and when it grows, it grows to be quite a durable crop, you know, and the roots in loose soil will go down 14 metres, taproot, into the soil, alfalfa. Very drought hardy. But when they're tiny, they are so fragile, is the only word that I can think of. I just very gently, and what I do is I sow the area, I dig it over with my garden fork so that the whole area is loose soil. Then I sow the seed, and then I mulch the area with oaten hay to keep the moisture in. And what the oaten hay does as well is it helps to attract condensation, dew, D-E-W, onto the soil, which makes the soil moist. And this is how I establish my alfalfa, my lucerne. And you can do it by hand. They recommend in the, you know, in the commercial alfalfa promotional materials, they recommend that you sow 400 seeds to the square meter. But if you're sowing it by hand, you don't need to sow it that thickly. because if you sow it that thickly, then yes, you'll get a lot of alfalfa growing in that space, but you'll also get a lot of pests. You will, within 4 or 5 years, have the whole area overrun with alfalfa root nematodes. So they will find your alfalfa, and they will move in, and they will destroy that crop, and you will not be able to sow that area with alfalfa for another 7 years after that, because those root nematodes will get in there. But there is a way to avoid that, and that is you can put a canopy species in for Crotalaria, okay, that's C-R-O-T-O-L-A-R-I-A. Crotalaria is a legume, okay. There are several species. Crotalaria jungia is a good one. There is another one as well, but jungia or jungia is one that will do it. Crotalaria jungia. And what this does is it has in its root system a little noose type root structure. It's a carnivorous plant, and it eats nematodes, soil nematodes. So Crotalaria jungia, and also a lot of Crotalarias are poisonous, but jungia is not poisonous. And there's this other Crotalaria which is also not poisonous, that the species name just escapes me at the moment. I might be able to remember it or look it up in a moment. But these two Crotalarias, jungia, and this other one, they're not poisonous, and they don't have poisonous seeds, and you can feed their leaves to stock. But a lot of the other Crotalarias are poisonous, so you must be careful to pick the right one that is not toxic. They eat root nematodes. So you can plant things that are vulnerable to root nematodes underneath them year after year after year after year, and they will not have a problem with nematodes. So things like, for instance, tomatoes and potatoes, other crops, and any of the other sort of nightshade family vegetables that have problems with root nematodes. This is what you can do. You can plant lucerne underneath, and then you get two layers of crop. I've discussed this on the program before. But that is absolutely what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some Crotalaria seeds, and I'm going to sow the Crotalaria, and it grows to be a shrub, maybe 8 to 10 feet tall. So that's good, and it will also provide some shade for the lucerne, which will make the lucerne grow more lushly. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes perfect sense, and let me address a little bit about that when we come back with warm season grasses and cool season grasses and what happens here at our farm.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member.
And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'll believe it when I see it. They say Brightspeed said that tomorrow's a big day. They are actually going to work on fixing our landline and our digital connection. I'll believe it when I see it. It's so frustrating. We've been disconnected at least three times this broadcast. And so that's why you haven't heard so much from me. But Gwyneth, you're talking about feed for animals, you know, growing it. And here at our farm, we realized this was coming many, many years ago, almost two decades ago. So what we did was we planted warm season grasses and cool season grasses and weeds like crabgrass. And the idea is that if it's cool, that's okay. We've got cool season grasses in the same field as warm season grasses. So it's, if it's warm, it's okay. If it's cool, it's okay. We even have drought-resistant grasses. So we think we've got the bases covered, but here's what happens in reality. So we're going along, and spring is starting, and the cool season grasses are doing just fine because the weather's cool. It's just starting to, we're coming out of winter, and it's getting starting to get warm. And the grasses are doing well. And then there is a cold front that moves in and stunts the growth. It's like winter's back. And it stunts the growth of the cool season grasses. Then as it continues to warm up, the warm season grasses start growing really well until a cool front comes in and stunts the growth. This keeps happening over and over and over again. And just like Jumpin' Joe, it's not predictable. we can't tell what's going to happen. So we are stuck with droughts, floods, extreme cold, extreme warmth. The weather's unpredictable. The plants don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. The cows don't know what to do. And it's not just us. It's all over. It's worldwide. So, you know, if Joe stops spraying, the weather gets really hot really fast. If he continues to spray, I'm talking about chemtrails, then we're overcast. We're not generating much electricity. It's too cool, and the crops don't grow because the sun is occluded. They've messed it up. And I've asked Dane Wigington. I've called him up on the phone, off air. I said, Dane, have we lost control of the weather? He said, they have. They've lost control. They absolutely have done this to us. So our food supply is in jeopardy. Our lives are in jeopardy. And there's nothing we can do about it. The little people have no control over this. This is done at high levels. We don't even know who the big machine is. We know the military's spraying, that's for sure. But other than that, I mean, we don't know the individuals involved. Imagine if we did know who they were. Imagine what would happen in their personal lives if we knew who they were, the people who are controlling the weather. It's real serious, class. It is really, really serious. Our food supply is in danger. I'm reading stories when the internet just wakes up a little bit here that the rice supply is really precarious. Seriously precarious. I think all food supply is in jeopardy. You know, I look at our fruit orchard. We planted peaches and pears, apples, cherries. And the pears, they started growing. When they're all finished this growing season, they're going to be the size of grapes. No kidding. The size of grapes. Have you ever seen a pear the size of a grape? That's new to us, too. By spraying and changing the climate, we had a flash freeze, and all the blossoms froze. No fruit. It's not just us, class. It's all over. No matter how good of a gardener you are, unless you have a greenhouse, you are subject to the elements that they control or they've lost control of. You need to prepare. You need to bring in food supplies, long-term storage food supplies like cans. I'm not talking about expensive stuff. I'm just talking about cans of vegetables. I think you need to bring it in.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Some GOP voters in Wisconsin expressing their disappointment in former President Trump's decision to skip tonight's debate, saying that they think it's a missed opportunity. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta tomorrow to surrender in his Georgia election interference case. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell giving a talk this week on the U.S. economic outlook. He's expected to give the latest views on whether more policy tightening will be needed to bring down inflation. About one in every five women are mistreated while receiving maternity care, and close to a third face discrimination. That's according to a new CDC report. Much of the central U.S. dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome. Forecasters say those temps could surpass 100 degrees in some areas from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black.
Today,
God, you're
take my
when you go to
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, some of you may be wondering, what happened to Rich Sheban? He was not on the air yesterday. This time of the year, every year for the last 12 years, Rich starts beating the bushes looking for food. Literally. He goes hunting and fishing and gathering and canning and dehydrating. And that's what he does. And he literally finds, hunts, and gathers his own food. And this is the time of the year that he does that. So he's going to be in the woods for many broadcasts. So in case you're wondering, is he okay? Yes, he's absolutely fine. He's working. He's working. And just as I have times where I have to take off to tend to farm duties, He does too. We all do. All of us here at USA Prepares have experiences because we're all working. Every one of us works. And so this is what he does regularly. So for those of you who wanted to know, that's what's going on. And maybe, just maybe, tomorrow by 5 o'clock sometime, that's when they promised they would fix our internet and our landline. I don't know if that's true or not. What I found out is it's an area-wide problem. It's not just us. So the landline system is down. It sounds to me like they've got a busted voice switch at the central office. It also sounds like they have degraded performance of the internet network at the central office. So this involves a lot of people. And the problem today is you can't call anybody. You can't call up the telephone company and say, I'm calling from my neighbor's house and my line is busted. Can you fix it, please? And I say, okay, well, let's see. It's 1 o'clock. We'll be there at 2 o'clock. It's not like that. You can't get anybody on the phone. It's all automated systems. And then the automated systems hang up on you. There's nobody to call. There literally is nobody to call. And if I don't get it fixed, I'm going to call my U.S. congressman, and I'm going to call my state representative, and I'm going to call the Communications Commission, and I'm going to call everybody. And I'm going to be a nuisance until they fix it. And you know what? Just as I started saying that, I can see that they are interfering with me. And I also traced down some of the problem. Somebody went into the network switch and reduced the performance of our internet connection from a lousy 3 megabits per second, that's the fastest we can get around here, to half a meg, 1/6 of what we're paying for. And it's spotty at that. And then the net result is we get 0.2 meg per second. And that's almost enough to broadcast. We are a third world country. It's despicable. And I keep thinking of all these people that think that Jumpin' Joe is just, he's great, he's doing a great job. They're idiots. They're absolute idiots. If you really think that you can take a company, a corporation, a country, a town, a city, a state, a county, you can take any organization and put a buffoon at the helm of it, you can say, you know what? We need to put somebody of a different color in there. We need to put somebody of a different race in there. We need to put somebody of a different weight class in there. We need to put someone who's handicapped mentally in there. We need to put somebody different in there. We need a trans. We need a lesbian. We need a gay. We need a homosexual. We need somebody different. Let's try somebody different. If it's not based on qualifications, you will see decay and decline, and then you will see an implosion. And that's what we're seeing at the state, the county, the city, the town, the small business, the corporate level. Everywhere you look, we are imploding. And the government's saying, well, you know, we just looked at your employees, and you don't have enough of them. You know, you don't have enough of this color or that color, or you don't have enough females, or you don't have enough males, or you don't have enough physically handicapped. Your ratio is out of whack, and you're going to be fine unless you straighten it out. So now companies are forced to hire people not based on competence, not based on proven results, not based on anything other than the skin pigmentation, the race, the gender, or the preference. And that's why we're going down. You can't do it. You can't put a Kamala Harris in the number two position and tell her to go fix the southern border and then have her say, you know, I'm not doing that. I'd rather go to a bakery in New Jersey and see who's got the best donuts. That's what she does. She's incompetent. And our country is falling apart. Not just because of her, but she is aiding and abetting the collapse, in my opinion. But don't believe anything I say. I'm just some guy who's trying to run a farm. That's all I am. What do I know? Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. Make up your own mind. Do your own research. Oh, by the way, I'll be speaking on Saturday in a few days here in Marshfield, Missouri, about 26 miles from the farm. We've got campers coming, and we're going to be having a cookout, and we're going to have some training around the campfire. So expo during the day, grilling and cookout here at the farm, naturalfarmslc.com. That's where I live, naturalfarmslc.com. And we've got campers coming, and we're going to have a great time. I'll be training in person here at the campground. I will be leading a seminar on Saturday at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't get out much. In the last 3 years, I've been out very few times, and I'm going to venture out. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll see how it goes. Gwyneth, any comments?
There's a saying in the Bible which says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We need to make use of our time as best we can. And, you know, I know that you're doing that. If you can hear some snipping sounds in the background, that's because I'm working on preparing cuttings while I'm on the radio. I have a bag of grape cuttings that I was in town, and I had a friend who was pruning his grapevine. He has a shop in town, and he has a grapevine that is, you know, draped over the balcony of his shop. And this grapevine is the toughest grapevine I think I've ever seen. It's growing out of the bitumen paving. There's like a 1 foot square section of bitumen paving near the post, which has been removed, and that's where the grapevine's planted. And it's rampant. And I said, gosh, could I have some of those prunings? And he said, yeah, sure. Go for it. They're only going into the rubbish bin. And I said, thank you. And he said, they won't bear any grapes. They're ornamental. And I said, that doesn't matter. What I was interested in was the rootstock and the fact that even an ornamental grape will make foliage, and you can get that foliage and you can feed it to your livestock, and you can graft more productive grape varieties onto an ornamental grape with a hardy rootstock, and it will do much better than it would otherwise. You know, that might be that might be on a bit of a tangent from what you were talking about, Vincent. But
No, actually, it's not. It's not, Gwyneth.
Society.
Gwyneth, it's not. It's not. I have a friend. His name is Gabriele Rossi. And Gabriele Rossi was sent to the United States from the Zioni family in Italy. And it looked like Italy might have gone communist back in the 70s and 80s. So the family, the Zioni family, who had probably the largest independent vineyard in Italy, sent their entomologist, Gabriele Rossi, to the United States to establish some vineyards. And he established Barbersville and some others in Virginia. And he was having a great difficulty growing grapes, European grape stock, in Virginia because of a disease called phylloxera. It wasn't working. So he went to Virginia Tech, and he said, you know, this isn't working. What do you guys suggest? And he went to Soil and Water Conservation and the USDA, and they said, can't be done. Cannot be done. You cannot grow European grapes in the United States. It won't work. And he said, you don't understand. See, my boss, my boss said, yeah, I will. I will establish European grapes stock in Virginia. I will do that. And I'm not going to let him down. So I'm going to do it. So exactly what you said is what he did. Thomas Jefferson couldn't do it. George Washington couldn't do it. Virginia Tech couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. But Gabriele Rossi decided he was going to graft Virginia grapevines. I'm sorry. He was going to use Virginia grape roots and graft European grapevines to them. And they grew. And I planted 660 of them in our farm in Virginia. That's how it's done. You're absolutely right. But most people aren't thinking about that. You're right, Gwyneth.
Yeah. And this, like I said, this particular grape, apparently it will produce grapes up around Mildura. It's a little bit warmer up there than where we are in north central Victoria. But like I said, I'm not necessarily after the grapes. I've got other grape varieties that will produce grapes here, but I've only got a few vines of them. But they will grow, and I will be able to. I'm after the rootstock, and they will produce grapes in a few years' time, and they will also produce canes, foliage. And they will need pruning, and when they need pruning, then I will take their prunings and I will do exactly what I'm doing here, except that I will make them into grafts. And that's what I'm going to do. But who's thinking about that? Nobody's thinking about that. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about anything. And the whole thing is going down. And there's nothing we can do to stop it, you know. And it is absolutely crazy. They are modifying the weather. You're absolutely right, Vincent. You know, and they're just plain old setting fire to everything. You know, that's absolutely terrifying.
But and you have
somehow,
these stupid people who are buying Teslas and other electrically powered vehicles.
Yes.
They're catching fire and they're setting fire to their neighborhoods, their houses, and they're causing the fire departments to go crazy. We're breathing the fumes from these plastic cars. So on Friday, I think Bert's going to be talking about some of the problems, more and more and more problems with these electric vehicles. Now, he was a guy that was dyed in the wool. Electric vehicles are great. Now he's an opponent.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, we've been saying everything's broken for years here at USA Prepares. Let me just give you a quick example. So we've got campers coming starting tomorrow here at Natural Farms for the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. That's Friday and Saturday. And campers couldn't get into our road because the road hasn't been maintained. So we took our tractor and our front-end loader, and we're out there reshaping the road because the road and bridges department of the county government doesn't have enough equipment and people to maintain the roads. So we do it. You know, I said to the guys, I said to the big boss over there, y'all mind if I take care of maintaining the road so we can get in and out of our farm? Is that okay with y'all? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah. So, class, you're on your own. You're really on your own. There aren't enough qualified people in the jobs that we used to have to do what we are accustomed to having done. The reason it's taking Brightspeed a week to come to look at the problem that we're having with our phone, it's not because the guy doesn't know how to fix it. It's because parts are really hard to get, and it takes way too long to get the parts because they come from China. They're substandard. And there are too few guys in the trucks to service the customers they have. So they can't get from wherever they are to wherever they need to be because there are too few of them to do it in a timely manner. So what happens is people who have landlines like we do give up. They go, I can't stand it. I can't stand having a landline because it used to be up 99.9997% of the time, and now it's up 20% of the time. So they switch to a cell phone instead of a landline. And then you know what happens? Then when the cell phone tower goes down, you've got like 1,000 people that can't connect simultaneously. It's a real bad idea. But that's what people are doing. They're shifting from things that don't work to things that they think will work. And I got to tell you, when the grid goes down, everything stops. People will start dying immediately. In 100-degree weather, Lou Cassidy was telling me that the heat index is 117, just on the Illinois side of St. Louis, Missouri. It's probably 3.5 hours from us. Pretty hot. So without air conditioning, people are going to die. Class, make sure your animals, your dogs, your cats, your livestock have plenty of cool, fresh water to drink, and they've got shade to stay out of the sun. Because had we followed the U.S. DUH regulations and the soil and water conservation recommendations, we would have locked our cows out of the woods. We would have locked our cows out of the streams. We would have locked our cows out of the ponds. They would be baking in the sun. And many farmers did that. They followed the guidelines. They accepted the money. They agreed to the contract where they would lock their cows out of the woods, the streams, the ponds, etc., and put them in the baking sun and the freezing cold. That's what they did. And to do that, they'd have to drill water wells. So instead of the cows drinking stream water and pond water, they're drinking water that took thousands of years to get underground. Makes no sense. No sense. I can't think of a single thing that any government has done that makes any sense at all. I don't, Gwyneth, any comments about this?
Yeah, I've got a comment about well water and livestock, okay? I don't know much about cattle, but I know about horses, and I would like to give a warning to the class about horses and well water, okay? If you get a horse and that horse has been working in cold weather and you bring the horse home and you put it in its stable, and you give it its water, and that water is freezing cold well water, you're going to have a dead horse on your hands because it's going to shock its stomach. Its stomach is going to cramp. It's going to cause that horse to have colic, and within a few hours, the horse will die. I hope I've saved someone's horse. If you are going to have a horse in a cold climate, and if you are going to give it cold well water, which in the middle of winter, well water is always cold, even in the middle of summer it's often cold, but in the middle of summer it doesn't really matter so much because, you know, but the cold drink is refreshing for us in the summer, and it's just as refreshing for our livestock. But in the winter, it's brutal. You need to heat your horse's water up, or you need to have a water heater in your horse's water trough in its stable, if that makes sense. Just to get it up to lukewarm.
Yeah, and when I said cool water, I don't mean cold water. I mean just cool to the touch, not hot water. Because if you leave a pan of water out in the sun, it'll get like 110, 115 degrees. That's too hot. Gwyneth, thank you so much. Class, we'll be back tomorrow.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.